message, think of Jesus the crucified. Daily bread is the source of daily spiritual food for our precious brothers and sisters around the world. God has entrusted to you a very important ministry of feeding many souls to feed on God's word for their daily spiritual life. I thank you for your commitment of time and labor for this important ministry in the midst of your many other responsibilities. There are many ways in approaching the Bible passages. As God's servants, how should we approach God's word? What should be in our inmost hearts and minds when we write daily bread? So, I shall remind you of what was in the inmost heart and mind of Apostle Paul and how he approached the scriptures. Let's read again Galatians 2:20. Please.
I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Apostle Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. Since his conversion, he regarded himself as crucified with Christ. His old self-centered, self-reliant, and self-righteous person died with Christ. He said, I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Through union with Christ's death, he ended his enthronement of self. He yielded the throne of his life to Christ. He said, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul lived by the strength and power that came from God. The strength and power came when he remembered and believed in the Son of God who loved him and gave himself for him. In Galatians 3:1, Paul said to his readers, before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. In 1 Corinthians 2:2, he said, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. In Philippians 3:10 and 11, he said, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, so that somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. In brief, Paul had Jesus the crucified in his inmost mind and heart. And the love of God enabled him to overcome all hardships and live a victorious and fruitful life. As we know, Islam is a crescent as its symbol. Judaism has daily star, and Buddhism as a flower. But Christianity has a cross, a tool for the most painful and shameful death. No one would put a miniature of an electric chair or a rope for hanging on the wall or wear it. But we love to put a cross on the wall and wear the cross necklaces and the shirts. We should remember that from the early church, Christians have had the cross, not an image of the resurrection or the Pentecost, as the symbol of their faith and life. Why? Because the faith in Jesus, the crucified, is the essence and heart of Christianity and the Christian life. These days, many preach the gospel without the cross. Many Christians want to live a life without the cross. But the gospel without the cross is no longer the gospel. Christian life without a cross is not a God-centered, but a self-centered life. When the church loses the cross, she can no longer be the salt and the light of the world. When a Christian loses the cross, he or she loses the source of all spiritual blessings. What are the spiritual blessings? They come from the union with Jesus the Crucified. First, we receive strength and power by which we can overcome ourselves and the world. Life is hard and the world is hostile. We need strength and power from above. We need strength. We need power that lifts us up when we are weak and heavy laden. We need strength to rise when we are disappointed, looked down on, and lonely. Where do the strength, power, and comfort come from? They come when you look to Jesus, who loved us and gave himself for us. Though no one understands us or values us, Jesus does. Even when we feel that no one loves us, Jesus does. He says, "Do you know how much I love you? Do you know how precious you are to me? Don't be discouraged by the hardships you now have. For I went through the hardships far heavier than yours. The glory I prepared for you cannot be compared with the sufferings you will have in this life." Second, we receive power to live a holy life. We are weak and temptations are fierce. When we come to Jesus the Crucified, he cleanses our sins with his precious blood and gives inner strength to overcome temptations. He heals our sinful nature and sanctifies our inner person. Whenever I remember what a wretched sinner I was before I accepted Jesus the Crucified, I cannot but praise God for his marvelous work that changed me and made me ready to live as God's servant and shepherd the God's flock of sheep. I think you do all remember this. Where does the power of sanctification come from? It's from the blood of Jesus by the work of the Holy Spirit through faith. Third, we receive joy and strength to serve others. The Lord gave us the Great Commission. Serving God's will and hope requires sacrifice. In this postmodern world, no one wants to sacrifice. Without sacrifice, however, no life-giving work happens. Without sacrifice of Christians, God's work is not possible. The Lord entrusted this remaining work to us because he is able to empower us to carry it out if we obey him. He wants us to share in his remaining sufferings for salvation of the world, because he loves all people and wants to reward us with eternal glory in his kingdom. When we remember the love and sacrifice of the Lord Jesus for us, he fills our hearts with the joy and strength to love and sacrifice for others. Every page of the Bible points to Jesus Christ. The heart of the gospel is the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. May God help each of us to have Jesus the Crucified in our inmost hearts and mind. Please allow me to give you one advice. Before you write daily bread, please meditate on Jesus the Crucified for 10 minutes and plunge yourself into his crimson blood. He will give you strength, power, comfort and joy, and inspiration from above. It will be even better if you do this. Think of Jesus the Crucified every day. May each of us always remember the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the grace of the Lord Jesus who loved us. He gave himself for us. Father, we can overcome any hardships, any difficulties, when we fix our eyes on Jesus the Crucified. And we thank you for the grace, Lord, through from the cross. Father, help us to come to the cross every day. And especially bless Lord, your precious servants who write daily bread and provide a word for the brothers and sisters, the spiritual food every day. Father, to come to Jesus, the crucified, and drink the living water that flows from him. And give your servants new strength, new joy, comfort and strength and inspirations. And bless the Lord, this ministry continue. Thank you. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.